Hey, welcome to Planet Shakers Church. We're so excited that you've joined us today. I trust that God is touching your life, and I believe that this message will change your life. I'm going to be talking on prayer again and the names of God, our Father, who art in heaven. Why don't you sit back, relax, open up your spirit, open up your heart to receive what God has to say today. We are so happy you've joined us. And I'm going to be speaking on praying the names of God today because there's power in His name. Because His name represents His character. So whatever you need in Him, He's here. Whatever breakthrough you need, He's here. Because the Bible says, where two come together in what? My, I am there. I am, not I am, but I am. We're talking about God. He is I am. One of the names of God is I am. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But I am there in the midst of them. If you ask anything according to my will, it may be, no, it will be done for you. It will be done. Because God, when you ask in His name represents His character and who He is. And so when you're asking according to His will, He's already done it. Because God is both eternal and now. So Jesus, think about this, Jesus, Son of God, Son of Man. Son of Man understands the temporal. Son of God understands the eternal. So when you ask in His name, it says, hey, I'm gonna deal with your temporal now with my eternal authority. Matthew 28, all authority has been given unto me, Jesus says. All authority, where? On heaven, Son of God, and on earth, Son of Man. Woo! So whatever you need now, you come in His name, and the eternal God has already done it, and it is done according to His will. So the Lord's Prayer says, our Father who art in heaven. In our Urban Life groups, there's a big, we'll talk about the vision of Urban Lives because we really believe that this year is a big, big year in Urban Lives, God. It's a focus God's building in the life of our church even more. And we're now doing these 15-minute where I sit campus pastors around and we talk about it. Prayer or talk about an issue and then it gets discussed at Urban Life. So the Urban Life leader doesn't even have to come up with the sermon, the discussion. I do it for you with an interview. It's easy as anything. And we need more leaders, by the way, and more people to sign up and not be a fan, but be a follower. The Western world's full of fans, not disciples. We need the church to understand God hasn't called the church to be full of fans. He's called it to be full of followers. I'll preach on that through the year. You'll hear a good sermon on that. But we're doing this thing on Father. We're doing on prayer, our Father who art in heaven. Our Father, our Father, our Father. And I've talked about this before, but if your view of fatherhood is bad or good, the way you receive from Him determines how He moves. It's not that He doesn't want to move. He just needs you to understand who He is. And I begin to talk about us guys on the panel, that you know, there was different guys on the panel. And I have a good family, come from a good Christian heritage. But even then, I still had an orphan heart in areas of my life. I had to have a revelation of the Father. And I thought about it, and then I thought, what about the people who haven't had a father? And he's not ready for this, but Fabian, I want you to come and tell us about your experience with fatherhood. Because I actually have never seen this before, because I think people who don't have a father miss out and have a view of the father that can be limited because they've had an absent father. But Fabian shared a different side to that, and I went, OMG, literally, oh my God. Tell us about it.
So when I was born, my dad had left already while my mom was pregnant with me. And so I'd grown up not knowing my father. The first time I met my dad was when I was 21 years old, and I met him for all about 5 minutes. And in those 5 minutes, the first thing he said to me wasn't, "How are you? I missed you, sorry." He said to me, his exact words was, "Hey, do you have taxi fare for me?" You know? But in all of that period, I've never have I missed my father. I never grew up thinking, "Hey, if only I had a father." Because in that place, I literally felt like that everything that I needed, I got from God. To the point where when we moved to Cape Town in 2011, we had just relocated to plant the church, and I got a phone call in February to say, "Hey, your dad is passing on, and he wants to talk to you." I went and I sat next to his bed, and I felt like I needed to just let him know that I actually have never resented him or never had any form of unforgiveness towards him ever. And I said to him, I've got nothing towards you. All I want for you is for you to get your life right with God. I had the privilege of leading him to Christ before he passed on. A few days later, they called me to say, "Hey, he passed on." And they wanted me to do the funeral. And I got to stand on the day and officiate his funeral. And I can honestly tell you that I've never, till this day, have I ever had any ounce of unforgiveness towards my dad. Because since the day I was born, I've always felt that everything that I needed, God had provided for me. And that is...
So, a lot of people would say, "Well, because you haven't had a father, you missed out on this, this, and this." But when we were talking, you said, "Actually, it made my dependence on my Abba Father, so I never miss out. I actually had more."
Yeah.
"So then I'm able to sit before my earthly father."
That's right.
"And say, hey, there's no forgiveness. In fact,
yeah,
in part, I've had a really good life."
That's right.
I would have lied to you in my life, but I've had a good life because my heavenly father has provided for me."
That's right.
"Has brought everything and more
than
I ever thought." Yeah. So there's people here who have missed out on having fathers in their life or lost fathers. I want you to pray for them that they would have a revelation of Abba Father.
That's right.
They aren't going to miss out because they've had a bad father or have an absent father. In fact, they can get more because God gives to widows and orphans and people who are not, don't feel like they're connected to a family. That's God says, "What are you talking about? The family really isn't your immediate family. It's the earth family that I've created, and I want you to connect with me."
Yeah.
So would you pray? If you need some revelation in this, just receive from God.
That's right. Heavenly Father, right now, I thank you, God, that God, you are able to do what no man can do, to take us to a place where no man can take us. And right now, all over this place, I pray, Heavenly Father, wherever there is a lack, in my life there was a lack, but that lack was filled with your love.
Yeah.
You filled it to the point where I did not need anything else. And so in this place, I pray for every man, every woman, every mom, every dad. I pray that you would so fill them with the revelation of who you are. Fill them with a love that goes far beyond any earthly love, God. Father, I pray for a love that would overwhelm them, that would flood them. I pray that in the name of Jesus, that by the time they leave here, that there will be no ounce of regret, no ounce of unforgiveness. I pray, Father God, that they won't have to look back and say, "If only." No, not if only. I have a Heavenly Father who is able to do far more than what I can ask or think of. And in this moment, and here's, I just feel right now, you know, as a father myself to three beautiful children, I never father my children out of what I did not have. I father my children out of the revelation of who my Heavenly Father is. I father my children not because I did not, I don't love them because I didn't get love. No, I love them because I had received the love of heaven all over me. You see, the reason why I have a great sense of who I am is because I know whose I am. And that comes on my children. And so right now, God is able to do it. God is able to do it. I'm not a victim. I am a victor because of what God did in my life. And so now in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would walk out of every victim mentality. I pray that you would walk out of every prison of identity issues. I pray that you would walk out of every situation that has kept you locked down and bound, that you would understand that your Heavenly Father is able to do what you cannot and have not received in the natural. He will give you in the spiritual, that He will put you far above everything that you could ever ask or imagine. If you believe it, I want you to give Him a praise all over this place, because He is the great I Am. He is the El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough, and He can fill you more than you could ever imagine it.
So, within that, with that in mind, as we worship, you are here with me. You feel the atmosphere. Our Father who art in heaven, you're here with us right here, right now.
You are here with me.
Jesus,
I believe everything I need.
Yeah. He's here, He's there with you all the time. Son of God, Son of Man. Huh. You know when he prayed, Jesus of Nazareth. What was he saying? The authority of heaven is come from Nazareth as well, because heaven was born in Nazareth, but was in the beginning. So what is he saying? Your situation, the eternal God has power for the temporal situation. So when you ask anything in my name, it will be done. Because Jesus, sit down. Because Jesus has authority on earth as it is in heaven and in heaven. So when we pray, Father, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, Jesus, New Testament, all the authority that was given in the name of God in the Old Testament is fulfilled in Jesus in the New Testament. Wow. So you think about this. This is when God first introduced, because we understand His name represents His character to what He can do. When God introduced Himself to Moses, He said to Moses, I am who I am. What was He saying? He's saying, I am who I am, which translates, thanks to our doctor over there who gave me all this, I will be who I will be. I am the one who is. I am existence. I am life itself. So when you pray to God, our Father in heaven, you are saying, I am, you are I am. You are life itself. You are existence itself. You are all powerful. And in Jesus' name, Son of God, Son of Man, I have authority. See, the problem with people have tried to say the name Jesus, 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 Jesus. Saying the name Jesus doesn't give you authority. Being an authorized dealer gives you an authority. So you've got to know Jesus. You can say His name, but if you don't know Him, there's no power in it to change for you. Let me explain that. If I turn up to Parliament in Canberra and I say, hey, what's up? Tell the Prime Minister Russell Evans is here. The security will have me, cuff me, take me away. Why? Because I have no authority. Because I have no authority in that place. If I turn up the Planet Shakers here, I have a bit of authority here. So I say, hey, we need to get some situation sorted out. Who said? Pastor Russell said. Okay, let's do it. What's happened is things have shifted because people who have been connected to me in my name have authority, that name has authority to change things in this atmosphere. So when the Bible says that Jesus is interceding on behalf of us with the Father, when we know Him, that's why the Bible says, to many as received Him, He gave them the right to be children of God. In other words, you have legal right, you have legal standing as sons and daughters of God, so you have the authority to say, hey, I've got an earthly situation and I need Son of God, Son of God, Son of Man to step in. So Jesus intercedes on our behalf because faith connects us and God moves through the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. I hope I'm not going too deep. Other names of God. See, the name in the Hebrew is Yahweh. Yahweh. That's, we've translated it to God, but Yahweh. Yah is a personal name of God. So Yahweh carries the meaning of existence and sufficiency. So now some names of God in the Old Testament. The Lord is God, Yahweh Elohim. Yahweh Jireh, the Lord will provide. Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals. Not the Lord can He heal, He is the healer. So when we call on His name and pray in His name, we're putting, say, your character and your authority come in your name. So when I pray in the name of Jesus, because the Bible says that Jesus is a mediator between God and man, and the Bible says that there is power in the name of Jesus, and in the New Testament, Jesus refers to Himself as I am. Yahweh Nissi, the Lord is my banner. Yahweh Kana, the Lord is jealous. Yahweh, here we'll try this one. Mechadeskum. Oh, awesome. Which means the Lord who sanctifies. In other words, it's not you that makes you right with God, it's God that makes you right with God. It's just you and I that we receive His forgiveness, His sanctification, His righteousness. So now I can enter His throne room boldly. Why? Because He's the Lord who sanctifies. He's the Lord who is my righteousness. Woo. Is this all right? Yahweh Shalom, the Lord is peace. People try to find peace everywhere. They go up mountains going, they get in yoga positions, which are quite painful. They do stretches and all that, you know, it doesn't really give you peace. It just helps your muscles. The only way to find peace is find Jesus, because He is peace. He doesn't have peace. He is peace. God is peace. So if I want peace in a disruptive world, I come in His name with His authority and say, my legal right as your son and daughter is to have peace. So Prince of Peace, in your name, I believe for peace. So in the storm, things are going bad. I begin to say His name and begin to declare His name. So in the storm, I can sing, you are here with me. You are here with me. In time, you fill the atmosphere, your glory is revealed. In the storm, you are here with me. I have peace in the storm because you're here. You are here. I am that I am. I am existence. I am life. The Lord is judge. Instead of trying to judge things and trying to fix them up, put it into His hand. Some people are facing stuff that you've tried to sort out yourself and nothing shifted. The ways of man haven't shifted anything. And God says, let me deal with it because you've been trying to interfere in my process. Just let me deal with it. Do as I would do. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So I'm going to put it in your hands. I'm going to put it in your ways. So that means I forgive that person. That means I release you to minister to that person. He is our judge. I love this. He is the Lord of hosts, the Lord most high. The Lord is my shepherd, the Lord our maker. The Lord is mighty, the Lord our righteousness. The Lord is there. Jesus says that He is the Lord. I am the bread of life. You try to find satisfaction everywhere else, but come to me and I'll give you stuff that will change your life. I'm the bread of life. I am the light of the world. Before Abraham was, I am. He's saying, do you understand who I am? I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the true vine. He is. There is no way to the Father but through Jesus. He is. I am. The Bible says, John 14:24, talk about prayer. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, Jesus speaking, the works I do, he will do also. What did Jesus do? Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure the lepers, cast out demons, see multiplication, see heaven release on earth, see blessing, see healing. Because Jesus is God. He is the Son of Man. He understands our situation, but he also is, he ruled and conquered death and hell, so he's the Son of God. He is God. He says this, greater works, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So when you pray, break it down. Father, you're awesome. I have a revelation of your goodness. I see your goodness as how your Son operated on earth. So you want to see the Father? Look how Jesus operated. He healed, he delivered, he set free, he corrected. Oh, we don't like that one. We like the healing and the deliverance and the provision, but when he corrects... But part of being a son of God, being a child of God, is to be open to His discipline and correction so that we can get closer in our purpose to Him. We got churches that all they do is talk about Father Christmas, all He wants to do, Father Christmas. God is not Father Christmas, He is Father God. He is Abba Father. And He wants to bless His children, but He also corrects His children. I have my son there playing drums, who I love a lot. And there's things in his life we need to correct and adjust to make him a better person. That's why in our house we have a little statement. Thank you for correcting me and making me a better person. Why? Because it's all about making him the champion he was created to be. So if I really love him, I will be open to correction. But in the church, we don't like correction, we just like blessing. And when there comes correction, we go to another church that will bless us because it's about grace. But true grace is understanding that correction makes me better because I've got some things I need to be fixed up. See, the truth is, he doesn't need to do anything to get my favor because he's my son. But his actions, because he is my son, enables me to trust him more, to give him more. So my grace is always there, but his maturity will hinder or accelerate the amount I give to him. So my grace is still there, it's just I understand if I give him too much, he's not ready for it and it could destroy him. So that is called bad for him. So then I have to correct him. Hey son, you need to do that. I love you. It's not what you do that makes you accepted. You're accepted anyway. But to make you greater, you need to do that. It's like he's a drummer here and Joth is there and all, most of you would go, how awesome drumming he is. And Joth will go, that was really good, but that little bit there, you need to tighten up. He just doesn't go, or Andy will say that, he just doesn't go, awesome, awesome, just do whatever you want to do. No, to make him better. The opportunity is there to be great, but to make him better, I need to adjust some timing issues or adjust some tightness issues to make him the best he can be. The grace is there to make him great, but if he doesn't respond, he will never be the greatest that I see in him. Whatever you ask in my name, Jesus with the Great Commission says, all authority and power of rule in heaven on earth has been given to me. You see, Jesus' name brings heaven to earth, authority in his name. You need to be an authorized dealer. Our Father, this is the key to understand. Our Father who art in heaven, let your kingdom come. Hallowed be your name. What does hallowed be? Name mean? God's name set apart as holy on the earth. Let your kingdom come. The name of the king declared makes way for the authority of the king expressed. Let your will be done as in heaven on earth. See, Clayton was telling me this because I didn't know this. The Western English version puts it like, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done. So it's almost like two sections. Am I saying this right? But really it's our Father in heaven, full stop, or one section. And then the next three things apply to his what he wants to do on earth. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your name holy on the earth. Let your kingdom come. Let the king's rule be done. And let your will be done. Because you're in heaven, you are awesome, you're powerful. So when I pray, our Father, I'm saying, I am. As I pray, our Father, I'm saying, my provider. As I'm praying, our Father, I'm saying, healer, savior, deliverer. As I'm praying, our Father, I'm saying, your name says this. So I come in your name too. Your name be holy and set apart on the earth. Two, release your kingdom rule on the earth. Two, let your will be done. As on earth as in heaven. So that's why Jesus came, because he needed to show us how to bring heaven's rule to earth. Because if all he was eternal but not temporal, you and I wouldn't relate. So he says, I have to send my son, who is me, three in one, to come to earth, to heal the sick, to deal with persecution, to deal with rejection, to deal with loneliness, to deal with the moment the father turned his back because he had sin. So you might say, oh, I feel like my father's turned his back on me. Jesus does understand that feeling too. To deal with disloyalty from close friends, to deal with compassion, to deal with religious people, to deal with, he showed us, he says, okay, I got to be the person who shows and demonstrates this. So Son of God, operating under the anointing that is access to every person, son of man, to get the anointing to become the sons and daughters of God. And the Bible says he died upon the cross for our sin and made a way for us. And he rose from the dead. And he now seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding on behalf of us. And he sent the Holy Spirit to empower us to do greater things than he did. You say, how can you do greater? It's not greater in quality of miracle. It's greater in quantity of miracle. It's every person filled with the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, lives in you and me. What it does is all of us are little Jesuses, representatives of the Father. And we pray for people, they get healed in Jesus' name. Not in our name, in Jesus' name, because his name has authority. But because we're authorized dealers, we're sons and daughters of God, we have legal rights, we can pray in his name. And he, you know, heaven's like a throne room. So there's this king, Supreme Court judge, God. The small judges, magistrates of earth say, this is going to happen in your life. Situation says this, situation says that. You get thrown in jail, Paul and Silas, by the small magistrate. It's a whole nother sermon. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit has been released to empower us. Acts 1:8, you receive power to be my witnesses on earth, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the outermost parts of the earth. You have power to lay hands upon the sick, they will recover. You'll cast out demons in my name. You'll see breakthrough, you'll see blessing because you have my name. So, what happens is we come in faith in His name and we pray in His name. Prayer goes up. We access the throne room. Sons interceding on our behalf. God cannot respond to anything but faith. Son, He is faith from His children, the children of God. He says, Dad, you hear? You hear James Filmer? He's been praying for that breakthrough. He sat praying in my name. That's the authority that he is, that unlocks, but he's coming in faith. He's not, because he knows me and he knows how I work. So we need to do something about it. Father God says, awesome. Yeah, they're my children. I want to bless them. They have the right to be the children of God. Okay, Holy Spirit, you're down there. You're the third person of the Trinity. We're three in one. Go do your work. And God moves in through His power. Because why? I know Him. I have His name. And I come in faith. We are so honored that you joined us. Thank you for being a part of what God is doing here. If you want to connect with us, go to our website, planetshakers.com. Check out all our social media sites to connect with us. I believe that God's greatest days are ahead of you. You have authority and power to shift something in the spirit.